I think the identity issue around beliefs and who we are is so important to tap on that I want to include a short segment here on this around the downside of letting go of this belief that you're not enough. So remember earlier I had talked about that we get very attached to our beliefs and who we think we are. And if our belief is we're not enough and you start to change it, it can trigger or upset the balance around your identity. So you might think, who will I be if I think I'm enough? Like, that doesn't resonate with you. Remember I talked about congruence in the very beginning? Who will I be if I let go of this belief? Who will I be if I'm somebody who values my worth? If I think I matter, what does that mean now? What does that mean in terms of self-esteem and value and everything going on? Okay? So let's have a target statement that I think should be, I'm afraid to lose my identity if I let go of this belief. Okay? So you're afraid to let go because you might lose your identity. That's our statement. 0 to 10, how high is the fear now? When you think about losing your identity or you think about any identity issues around this topic. So don't go to the other fears. Stay here surrounding identity. And those of you, if you don't think you have this issue, I think it's still a good idea for you to tap along with us because something else might come up that could be really valuable. And if not, tapping along still will feel good to you. So that's the target statement. I'm afraid to let go of this belief, the belief that I'm not enough, because I might lose my identity. Okay? Repeat after me. Start on the karate chop point as usual. Even though I'm afraid to let go of this negative belief, what will happen to my identity? I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I'm afraid to let go of this I'm not enough belief, because I don't know what's going to happen to my identity, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I'm very worried about my identity, and I didn't know I was, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Eyebrow point. I'm afraid to lose my identity. Side of the eye. Who will I be if I start feeling like I'm enough? Under the eye. I've always felt inadequate. Under the nose. That's just who I am. Chin point. So who will I be without this belief? Collarbone. It might change my identity way too much. Under the arm. Who will I be if I lose my identity? Top of the head. No wonder I'm afraid to let go of this belief. Good. Take a breath. Let's measure the target statement again. I'm afraid to let go of this I'm not enough belief because I might lose my identity. How does that feel to you now? How is the fear for that reason sitting with you now? I'm afraid to let go because of identity issues. Now, this is a little harder to measure. It's still about fear. But we're talking about identity, which can be hard to get your hands around. But still try to measure the target statement, the fear, any insights coming up, any ahas coming up. You can always pause these recordings and take some notes and write about what's going on. Okay, let's tap again. Karate chop point. Even though I'm afraid to let go of this belief because of my identity, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. even though I'm afraid to let go of my I'm not enough belief, who will I be without it? I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Even though I'm still afraid of what might happen to my identity, who am I going to be? I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Eyebrow point. I'm afraid to let go. Side of the eye. Who am I going to be without it? Under the eye. This is who I've been my whole life. Under the nose. Someone who doesn't think they're enough. Chin point. Who am I going to be? Collarbone. I don't want my identity to change too much. Under the arm. No wonder I'm holding on. Top of the head. No wonder I'm resisting letting go. Eyebrow. Who am I going to be without this belief? Side of the eye. What if the truth is I am enough? Under the eye. What if the truth is I already am enough? Under the nose. What if I can let go of this belief and feel good? Chin point. What if I can let go of this belief and feel safe? Collarbone. I wonder if I'm ready for that. Under the arm. I'm still going to be me. Top of the head. And I think it's going to be so freeing to let go of this old belief. Good. Take a deep breath. Perfect. So identity issues, don't rock the boat issues, they're critical to deal with around letting go of anything in our lives, bad habits, relationships that are painful to us, and beliefs. And it's really about safety. So if you don't feel safe letting go of this belief, you'll hold on. So if in your world, energetically, safety is about rocking the boat, people being frustrated or jealous of you, or safety feels like it's about identity to you, then that's a very good reason psychologically and energetically to hold on to a belief as destructive as I'm not enough. So we need to make all of this material conscious for you so you can really make informed decisions. When it's unconscious, when it's below the level of consciousness, it's running the show. So I want to help you understand where it came from, why you learned it, how you were taught it, why you're holding on, why you might have resistance to letting go, so that then you can make a brilliant decision about how much of it to let go, how much to transform, and understand that you can hold on to your wonderful, individual, and unique identity, even if you let go of this belief that you're not enough. Excellent. If you want to measure that one last time, I'm afraid to let go of this belief because what will happen to my identity? Measure that level of fear, 0 to 10. Hopefully that's gone down dramatically now for most of you. And you start to understand a true complexity around why we hold on to our own stuff, why we continue to sabotage, even though there is a path to let go and a path to improve and change. There are a lot of good reasons in our energetic mind and our psyche that make us hold on to the old stuff. But there's hope, there's help, there's tapping, and you can certainly let go of it. So if this was a big issue for you, the identity issue, keep tapping on this recording until it feels like you have no fear whatsoever. You know who you are, your identity is you, and you can start feeling as if you are enough, valuable, and worthy. Maintain your identity, feel good, and feel safe. Good, let's move on.